Brian Lehrer at WNYC, and move over Mark Zuckerberg. There's a new tech billionaire in town. 26-year-old David Karp is the country's newest tech tycoon after Yahoo agreed to purchase the blogging site Tumblr for $1.1 billion in cash. Karp founded Tumblr in his mother's apartment back in 2007 as a high school dropout, and the site now hosts some 100 million users. Joining us now is Sam Biddle, blogger for ValleyWag, which is the tech section of Gawker. Hey, Sam, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
And listeners, we could take some phone calls on this section, this segment, since Tumblr's in the news here, and many of you know it, many of you don't know it. Many of the site's most popular blogs are single-themed with just a shade of irony, you might say. So what do you do on Tumblr? Callers, call us up, or what do you follow on Tumblr? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Is there a Tumblr you think is so good you can't help but reblog it? What do you think the site does best? What do you do there? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, to let everybody else know why Tumblr might be worth $1 billion plus in cash. But they only have $13 million in revenue as of last year, Sam, I read. So can you hear the bubble reinflating as we speak?
I can hear it from where I'm sitting, yeah. I mean, that's also – it's important to make the distinction that that's $13 million or something around that at most in revenue, not in profit. This isn't a company that turns a profit by any means. And given that it's one of the largest, most popular, most beloved websites in the world, that's a problem. They haven't found a way to turn a huge, huge following into money, which, again, is a problem if you're trying to run a business.
So why would Yahoo make this investment? And I guess we should say Yahoo certainly has seen its share of turmoil over the past few years. Investors have long bemoaned the company's lack of direction in terms of content. It's probably been in the headlines more for the CEO, Marissa Raya, telling people that they can't work from home than anything they're doing online.
Well, this seems like a little bit of mutual desperation. Yahoo has long been struggling to become cool and relevant. Either one would do, I think. You know, if you ask someone, what is Yahoo? If you ask them that in 2013, they'll either say, what is Yahoo, or they won't have an answer at all. So by subsuming Tumblr, Yahoo, an old, relatively rich web company, has a shot at becoming a conversation topic again, which it sorely, sorely needs. And for Tumblr, they get the chance to keep on existing. As I mentioned, are a money loser. And so this is a billion-dollar lifeline from Yahoo, and promise they will continue into the future, at least indefinitely.
All right. Let's hear what some of our listeners do on Tumblr. Peter in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
So what do you do there?
I write a poem every day that I make from the words in the New York Times crossword puzzle.
Huh. That's clever. So you do the crossword puzzle, and then you pick out the words and you use them to make a poem.
Yeah, it's a three-part poem. So the first part of the poem only uses words from the cross clues, and then the second part of the poem only uses words from the down clues, and then I solve the puzzle and use the answer grid to sort of fit the poem.
Do you have today's in front of you by any chance?
No, but I'll put it up. It's ready to go. It's a little silly. Sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they're... You never know where it's going to take you. Today's is about Ronnie James Dio.
Peter, thank you very much. Listeners, what do you do on Tumblr? 212-433-WNYC. Ian in Brooklyn. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I use Tumblr for two different reasons. One, it's an alternate to WordPress. It's much easier. It's HTML. And I use one of my friends who's a pastor. He puts his inspirational thoughts on his Tumblr. So that's one way I use it.
So it's an easier place to blog than the WordPress blogging site.
Much easier. And I also have a photography kind of fan page I host on Tumblr. And I follow a lot of corporations that actually use Tumblr .org instead of actually having an official website. I don't know if it's because it's free, but it's really easy to navigate, mm-hmm. and it's fun.
All right, Ian, thanks a lot. Listeners,
okay, thank you.
What else do you do on Tumblr? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And what does Tumblr want to be? Well, we had David Karp on the show last year, the founder of Tumblr, and we asked him simply what differentiates Tumblr from other similar sites.
Blogging traditionally was you know, an editorial place to tell long stories, to keep, you know, a journal, to give your point of view on the world. Tumblr is really a place for creative expression, a place where you can share, you know, the projects that you're working on if you're an artist, the, you know, the songs that you have stuck in your head, the funny video that you just watched, the profound quote that you just read. Really about the kind of your creative expression and the things that inspire you.
So David Karp, and do you think that his definition still holds true, Sam?
Well, I think that, you know, considering Tumblr to be this sort of artist commune, it's a little generous. Certainly your callers so far today have been on the highbrow side, but it's, you know, it's worth keeping in mind that a lot of Tumblr is just porn. A lot of the other parts of it are people swapping around you know, animated GIFs of their favorite TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of fun to use, but it's not, you know, I wouldn't say it's sort of a visual New Yorker or anything. It's, you know, it's sort of a disposable, largely throwaway visual kind of gimmick site, which is fun and has a place and is potentially a way of making money. But I don't think that it's more expressive than mm-hmm. any other medium right now.
Here's another pretty highbrow one, I think, from Jamie in Manhattan. Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
And do you have a Tumblr?
Yes, I do have a Tumblr. And I don't know. I don't know if it's necessarily the most artfully expressive thing. What I like it for is it's sort of midway between very short tweets and like longer blog posts. But it really fosters a kind of community that I haven't seen in any other online platform. I just finished graduate school for writing and found it to be a really great way to connect with other writers and people in the New York literary scene. Tumblr has made like concerted efforts to get more authors on Tumblr, and the library community on Tumblr is amazing. And I just find that it helps me find more people, even in my own city, who I've met in real life, who are interested in the same sorts of things that I'm interested in and doing work that I'm interested in too.
Considering what Sam was just saying about it, is there a lot of stuff that you feel like you have to look past, either, you know, the silly cat photos or the adult content if you're not interested in that, or do you just not run into it because that's not how you use it?
It really is up to each user because you choose who you follow. So I don't follow any porn Tumblrs, so I don't see all that porn that's on Tumblr. I sometimes run into it. I follow the Doctor Who Tumblr because I like Doctor Who.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I get sort of overrun with this fangirl mentality.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a little too much. And so I just, you know, I scroll through it quickly. It's something really cool about Tumblr as opposed to other blog platforms is, like Twitter, you have everyone you follow on one dashboard that you just scroll through and see all their posts. So it's a really user-friendly and enjoyable interface, I think.
Cool. Jamie, thank you for calling. Jonah, in Brooklyn, you compile a utopian encyclopedia on Tumblr?
Yeah, I just collect every great idea I ever come across, and I put it up there just so it exists there for all history, if, you know, if it'll last.
Can you give me a couple of quick utopian examples?
Like Earthships and anything sustainable and good information that's practical, usable knowledge.
All right. Earthships on Tumblr from Jonah in Brooklyn. You know, I actually want to come back, Sam, to the question of the porn there, only because people are raising this as a business issue for
right.
Yahoo, because it's certainly not consistent with its image. Is this something that Yahoo's going to have to crack down on in some way, or, you know, is it too prissy to even ask that question? What do you think's going on in the front offices there?
Well, it's facing a dilemma here, because any talk of censorship or scrubbing, you know, anything they consider offensive from Tumblr will immediately start to take the luster off of that cool image. You know, there's something cool about being a prude. On the other hand, there's a reason why Facebook doesn't allow any sort of adult content, even if it's just in your private lockdown account, and that's because advertisers hate it. They're terrified of it, and if they think there's a chance that, you know, their ad for Wheat Thins is going to show up next to a porn picture, they're gonna start chickening out. So Yahoo is going to not necessarily have to start censoring, but they're going to have to think of some kind of way to insulate heavily you know, the stuff that we make, be it porn or anything else, and the stuff that advertisers want to put on there.
One more, Courtney in Manhattan. Tumblr is less gender specific than Pinterest?
Hi. Yeah, I use Tumblr as a way to basically show my aesthetic to the masses. I started out on Pinterest, and a lot of people use Pinterest to pin their inspiration and what have you, but it's for those who aren't embedded into Pinterest and really into it, it's really cumbersome to get through. There's multiple boards and layers and whatnot, and Tumblr is a way to basically put that all out there visually.
Thank you, Courtney. Well, our callers certainly like using Tumblr. I mean, we're hearing, you know, not just how fun it can be and how visual it can be, but also that it seems like it's easier to use. We've heard, you know, nice comparisons with the WordPress platform and there with Pinterest, which is so popular. So in bottom line here, in sum, Tumblr is now a $1 billion company, and Yahoo is now the proud owner of a massively popular blogging service with no proven sign of revenue. So who comes out the winner in all this?
I think we'll have to wait on that. I mean, I think David Karp certainly is a winner. He's now a couple $100 million richer than he was before. You know, but it's too early to tell whether Yahoo will change things in a way that will alienate these users who, it's true, really, really love Tumblr. Tumblr users are rabidly involved in Tumblr. They have very tight-knit communities, and that can be a very delicate thing and something that's easy to upset. So, I mean, I really hope that those aren't the people who lose out, because those are the people who are really enjoying it every day.
Sam Biddle, blogger for ValueAg, the tech section of Gawker. Thanks for coming on and talking Yahoo Tumblr with us.
My pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay tuned.